أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, today we will look at Surah An-Nur, and we've placed Surah An-Nur in Anbiya Annex with Surah Al-Anbiya, which we've placed near Ra'at place in Huruf Al-Muqatta'at area, as these, most of those surahs in there are named after prophets. In any case, Surah An-Nur, it has 28 ayat. It's a Makki surah, and Nur is obviously Noah in English, or Prophet Noah. The focus of the surah is his discourse or invitation to his people to believe in divine guidance and ask for forgiveness in order to reach their full potential. So the basic message here is believe and ask for forgiveness. The benefits of the surah is that one will not die until you see your place in Jannah, and there's an immediate answer to hajat. So there's something that's really bothering you, recite Surah An-Nur. It's phenomenal, and we'll see why as we go along it. We've put it all in one section. So ayah 1 to 28 is this whole discourse with these people, asking them to reflect. And it starts off by Allah says, Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi. Indeed, we sent Nuh to his people, and anzir qawmaka, so he could warn his people, min qabli an ya'tiyahum adhabun alim, before they would go through some painful punishment. Although this surah is named after Prophet Nuh, it doesn't tell his entire story. We only glean from this chapter his instructions from Allah to warn his people with a message that literally resonates throughout the Quran. And I will repeat it again. Submit to divinity, follow divine guidance, ask for forgiveness to reach your full potential. So narrates his complaints about his people and ends with a dua for forgiveness. We're going to look at six aspects from this surah. The first one we've looked at, which is the order from divinity to warn his people, which we saw in ayah 1. The second one is the message of the Quran, submit to divinity and follow divine guidance. And here in ayah 3, he tells his people, Ani abudullah, submit to Allah, be the servants of Allah, wattaquhu, be God conscious, wa ati'un, and follow me. If you do that, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, he will forgive your sins, وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, and grant you a delay to the appointed term, إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرْ, when your appointed term, when your death comes, there is nothing that will postpone it, لَوْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, if only you knew. And he complains to Allah by saying, Kala ya Rabbi, inni da'autu qawmi laylan wa naharan. Oh my Rabb, I call them by day and by night. Falam yazidhum du'ai illa firara. But me calling them only makes them run away more. The third aspect, ask for forgiveness in order to succeed. And this is ayah 10 to 12. Look what Allah says. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Then I said to them, ask forgiveness from your Rabb. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Indeed, He is the most forgiving. Look what He will do. Extra benefits for forgiveness. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send down upon you the cloud, pouring down abundance of rain. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ, and He will help you with wealth and with children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ, and He will make for you gardens. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا, and He will make for you rivers. Ali was sitting with his companions when a man came and asked for a dua to increase in sustenance. Imam told him to do istighfar. Another came for children. Again, Imam told him to do istighfar. And then the third one came to ask for his endeavors to be successful. And the same answer, do istighfar. When they left, Imam's companions asked why the answer was the same to a diversity of problems. And Imam says, have you not read Surah An-Nur, ayah 10 to 12? The aspect of the invitation from Prophet Nuh to his people was to reflect on creation. And this we will see in ayah 13 to 20. It says, Malakum la tarjuna lillahi waqara. What is the matter with you that you do not see the awesomeness, the greatness of Allah? And it asks us to reflect on the creation of the human being, the seven heavens one above the other, the moon as a light and the sun as the lamp, the growth of the human being, the earth as a wide expanse from which there are paths.
And then Prophet Nuh's discourse with Allah about his people. He says, "My Rabb, qala Nuhu Rabbi, innahum asawni, they disobey me. Wattaba'u man lam yazidhu maluhu wa waladu illa khasara." And they follow that whose wealth and children have added nothing but loss. Wamakaru makran kubara, and they have planned a great scheming plan. And they say they will not leave their gods of Wad and Suwa or Yaghus or Ya'uk or Nasra. And he's really upset, but his dua at the end is beautiful. He says, Rabbi ghafirli wa li walidayya wa li man dakhala baytiya mu'minan wa lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wa la tazid adh-dhalimina illa tabara. My Rabb, forgive me and my parents and anyone who enters my house who believes, the believing men and the believing women, and do not increase those who are unjust with anything but destruction. Now, many of us associate Prophet Nuh with the rainbow, and in Al-Jawahir Al-Samiyah there is a hadith which says, "O Nuh, I make the rainbow a sign of sanctuary and a covenant with my servants from now until Qiyamah that I shall not drown them again, and who is more faithful to his promises than I?" Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be of those who ask for forgiveness all the time and submit to him. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.